live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Fong.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A, another packed show for you today. You know, the change of seasons is upon us. We are well into the mid-80s. We're going to talk today with Larry Thornton from Pitzer's 1-Hour Air Conditioning and Heating and Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. He's got some great news, especially for American heroes. And then we'll also talk to Miriam Halbrick from the Habitat for Humanity. She'll be in here right after Larry. And then after the news break with Link, we will talk, or at least I will talk, with an author I interviewed very recently. Let me take you back to this. Do you remember the old Little Rascals and the Our Gang comedy shorts? Well, remember the one where Spanky is being chased by the great big guy with the native headdress and a bone in his nose? They called him the Wild Man of Borneo, and he chased Spanky all around the kitchen going, yum, yum, eat him up. Well, believe it or not, there's a book out. It's called The Last Wild Men of Borneo by Carl Hoffman, and I will chat with Carl Hoffman after the news with Link. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world, including the Borneo, at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Get your tickets now to see Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday, May 18th.
I like a dusty road, cattle guards, cottonwoods by the stream.
Dave Stamey in concert. 7 times Male Performer of the Year. 5 times Songwriter of the Year. Western Music Hall of Famer.
Hear the trail rise up to greet you as you ride.
Take time from your complicated life and enjoy music and stories from a simpler time. Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday night, May 18th.
Come ride with me. Let's ride away.
Get your tickets at the Elks box office by calling 777-1370 or online at PrescottElksTheater.com.
Come ride with me.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:05. You know, the weather is breaking. We're getting that hot streak. This is kind of a clue as to what's going to come this summer. We have nobody better in the studio to talk about that than Larry Thornton with Pitzer's One Hour Air Conditioning and Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Larry, your business has been growing. You have how many locations now?
DJ, we're up to 7 locations now. Our newest location is over in Cottonwood. You know, we started way back in 1969 over in Lake Havasu, mm-hmm. and stayed there for quite a while. Early 2000 opened up Bullhead City, and then 2004 Kingman. 2007 we came over here and been very, very well received. Been here since 2007. Actually, just last year we were able to actually merge with Energy Savings Heating and Cooling. So mm-hmm. Steve Vavodsky is now part of our team running our branch over here.
Yeah, Steve was here last year, I believe, with you.
He's a great guy. He's doing mm-hmm. really good. So we've also opened up Las Vegas and Phoenix, and now Cottonwood, so 7 locations, and it just blows my mind how it's just gotten so big.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're an air conditioning company. You're located in places like Havasu, Bullhead City, Las Vegas, Phoenix. That strikes me as pretty smart.
It's almost 90 degrees outside today, DJ. So it's
here.
Yeah,
in Prescott.
I know, it's awesome, isn't it? Great place to be in air conditioning.
Well, what a history of the company. Now, tell me about the full services you guys provide.
Okay, well, now we are plumbing and air conditioning, right. So it's not mm-hmm. just 1 hour air conditioning. It's also Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, and mm-hmm. and our thing is that we respect people's time. So with 1 hour air conditioning, you can make an appointment and guarantee that we'll be there in a certain 1 or 2 hour window, and it's a little bit more money, but sure. You don't got to wait all day. And and so 1 hour air conditioning, we say we're always on time, or you don't pay a dime. And mm-hmm. for Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, we say if there's any delay, it's you we pay. And so we can book those appointments for the customer, and we take care of homeowners. We don't do commercial, we don't do construction, and we just do 4 things. The 4 things that we do are we fix it when it breaks, we do maintenance so it doesn't break, we do indoor air quality or air quality, and then we replace the systems when they get old. So if your water heater is getting wore out, we can take care of that. If your air conditioner is making those strange noises in the middle of the night, we can also take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you mentioned you acquired Energy Savings Heating and Cooling. That leads to your expansion into Cottonwood, doesn't it?
It does, and the Cottonwood also, you know, for this part of the state, we take care of all the Home Depot stores also. So we're in the Prescott Valley, Payson, Cottonwood, and the 2 stores up in Flagstaff. So the Home Depot has just really brought a lot of new customers into the business also. It's just going like gangbusters.
I've heard for a long time you guys give back to the community, so I have to hear about the Heroes Club.
The Heroes Club is my passion. So mm-hmm. the Heroes Club is something that a friend of mine who owns a franchise on the East Coast started this in his company, and I called him last October and said, Richie, tell me what you're doing. And it just really struck a chord with me. And so we've started offering here in the Heroes Club, and you can go to the Heroes Club, H-E-R-O-S, club.com, and check it out. But we want to honor the people that keep us free, the veterans, the people that go into burning houses and rescue us, the people that are getting shot at and taking care of the people that are being bad in our society, so the police officers, so first responders and veterans, and we want to give them free heating and air conditioning maintenance for life. We want to give them plumbing maintenance for life. So there's no, and we want to give widows of veterans also, because a lot of these guys, you know, they pass away and leave the wife behind. So mm-hmm. we want to just, it's our way of giving back here, you know. And the thing is, it's not just, we're not just giving, we're getting, DJ.
Sure.
I got a text from one of my technicians down in Phoenix just the other day, sent a picture to me with him and a little old lady customer holding her dog. And he said that when he got all done taking care of her system, and she was a widow, she gave him a big old kiss. He goes, I'm used to getting hugs once in a while, but I've never got a kiss. And I wrote back and said, are you sure it wasn't the dog that kissed you? And he said, no, it wasn't the dog. It was the lady. But the guys are just loving talking to these people, and they're so happy we're giving them this service. Mm-hmm. But the stories we're hearing, and I was at a barber shop getting my hair cut just the other day, and I noticed a guy there had the Vietnam vet beads on his keychain. I said, hey, are you a vet? He said, yeah. But I said, let me give you this brochure, and I gave him the brochure on that, and I got my hair cut. I came out to the truck 15 minutes later, and he stood and talked to me for 20 minutes, telling me how when he came back, you know, they were called baby killers.
Oh, sure.
They were spit upon, and yeah. He was crying in the parking lot of a haircut place. Mm-hmm. You know, so it really does mean a lot to us. My dad was a jarhead, and I got lots of family that's been in the military. I wasn't, but I really respect and thank. I'm always the guy in the airport that's saying thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. You know, the Heroes Club is huge. So if you're a vet or you're a first responder, give us a call. Mm-hmm. Go to the website, sign up. We'll take care of you for life.
Sure. And what is that website?
TheHeroesClub.com. It's, Heroes is, it's funny, when we started doing the logo, we had a little contest and we're asking people on Facebook what they thought. And, you know, there's a lot of people got upset about the spelling. A lot of spelling Nazis on Facebook. So Heroes can be H-E-R-O apostrophe S. It can be no apostrophe. It can be an O-E-S. We settled on O-S. So it's H-E-R-O-S. No apostrophe. It works good for the World Wide Web, but theheroesclub.com.
I used to have a friend who was a journalist, and he used to spend his vacations on the beach diagramming sentences. So we didn't have a whole lot of fun together.
Hashtag get a life.
There you go. Yeah, you like to say that. But you know what you mentioned, Larry? You mentioned widows, and we have, of course, in this area, you know, it's a big retirement community.
Yep.
We have a lot of retired people who aren't really up to doing the home maintenance anymore. Do you guys have gift certificates? Because I would think that would be a great Mother's Day gift to provide something, you know, that mom and dad need for the house that you guys can do.
You know, I've not really been asked that question before, but can we give a gift certificate? Yes, we can. So, and if they're a vet, widow of a vet, there's no gift certificate necessary. We'll just come out and do it.
Wow.
Just call us and sign up on the website.
What a great program. So what else makes your company unique?
Well, the people in our company is what makes us unique. You know, the guys that work for us, we background check everybody, and it's really kind of scary the things you find.
Yeah.
We drug test everybody. We make sure that the people come in your house they're in uniform. We call before we show up. So, hey, you know, your tech's on his way or your plumber's almost there. Give them a heads up. Their trucks are fully stocked so they can fix almost all the problems while they're there. The thing that really makes us special, though, is our people. It's not the brand. It's nothing. It's the people that just take care of the customer, and they take our way of doing business into the customer's home, and we make sure that we make that customer feel like royalty.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And I know you respect professionalism, which leads, of course, to your pet peeve.
My pet peeve? What is my pet peeve?
Oh, shoddy workmanship,
yes.
People not showing up on time.
Drives me crazy. So we are a franchise, DJ. We are a franchise. 1 Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing are franchises. And so there's around 300 of each of those across the United States. And we have a special Facebook page that we all belong to. You can't get there unless you're a member of our group. But it's awesome to see the guys posting pictures of a unit after they've maintenanced it. And then there's other pages out there that are like hack pages and people showing stuff that all these small companies or these companies that don't care, they don't have any ethics. They're just doing really bad work. And it's just such a great sense of pride to see all the great work that our guys do. And then, you know, with the on-time guarantee, that's a really big thing too. So.
And you mentioned ethics. Tell us about the Torch Award.
2016. Our company was very privileged to be given the Torch Award for Ethics. So the Better Business Bureau in Central Arizona here has an award called the Torch Award for Ethics. And it is a very incredibly long application process. You have to be nominated. I think the application was more than 30 pages long. And they narrow it down to 3 finalists. And it's based on the size of the company. So 0 to 10 employees, 10 to 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 150. That's where we were at. Mm-hmm. And then over 150. And we were notified in March of 2016 that we had become a finalist. Went down and had to sit before a panel of 10 judges.
Wow.
That are former Torch Award winners.
Okay.
And talk to them. And then get videotaped, and then we had a big banquet and went to the banquet and had no idea if we were going to win. But when they started playing the video, I recognized the screenshot, said, "That's us."
Wow.
And went up on stage and got awarded that there was, I was crying.
Yeah.
It was so amazing to be recognized for all the good things that we mm-hmm. do as a company. And in the Better Business Bureau, we have an A+ rating. We really are very, very proud of that.
Yeah.
We take really good care of our customers and our people.
And you obviously take good care of your people because of the way you're growing, and that's as a result of the good work you do. So I have to ask you this. I interview a lot of educators who tell me the biggest gap right now in the job market, because there are people who can walk right into these jobs if they have skilled trades and if they have a work ethic, and you're ready to hire, aren't you?
You know, I have been out at restaurants. I've been getting the oil changed in my car, and I see a person with a great personality that is polite and friendly, and you can tell they're a hard worker, and I say, hey, come work for us. Come go through our apprenticeship program. So we have an apprenticeship mm-hmm. program. We have, with the franchise, we have some of the best training available. We have a 2-year degree program through a technical school that's all online, and we administer that to our employees. We also have the skills training for how to talk to a customer and how to use the iPad and how to fill everything out to run a service call, so we just make sure that customer gets that really good experience. And that's what makes a franchise special, is that you get consistency. So the mm-hmm. consistency that happens in Northern California happens in Southern Florida and happens up in New York or Pennsylvania mm-hmm. or right here. Our people all dress the same. They drive the same type of vehicles. We come to the customer's house and we give them the same type of service they expected before they moved here to retire here. So we get lots of customers saying, hey, I used Ben Franklin up in Colorado, or I had 1 hour when I was over in, you know, Pennsylvania or whatever. And lots of customers come in. They want that consistency.
So do employees, because I tell you, if you do have that work ethic and you do have a bit of smarts and you want to do the right thing, the great thing about working in that kind of situation is that you're not going to tolerate knuckleheads, are you?
That's not very politically correct, but you're right. We are not going to tolerate knuckleheads. These guys, they know in our company that we really care about our employees. We actually have the 4 rules of management posted on the wall of our corporate offices, 20 feet long and 4 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And it says the number one rule of here is to make sure that our employees are happy employees and we have a happy work environment. We treat people really, really well, and we know right away if they're going to fit in or not fit in. And it's important. The culture of our company is so important.
And speaking of the company, tell us once again how they can contact you, either for a Mother's Day gift certificate or for air conditioning or for plumbing.
Well, you can call 877-1-HOUR, O-N-E-H-O-U-R, or you can call 877-BEN. 1776.
Oh, how easy. I like that.
There
very
we go.
Good. Larry Thornton with Pitzer's 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Thanks again for joining us and for the great things you're doing for our veterans and for the community.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. We've got more coming up. Miriam Hombrick is in the bullpen. She's coming in for Habitat for Humanity, and then we'll talk to a really cool author coming up after news with Link. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because for 4 days only during our Pro Spring Appreciation event, you can get 5% off all purchases. Or if you use your Lowe's business credit account, you can save 10%. Both offers are valid for purchases made in-store and online at lowesforpros.com. That's 5% off all purchases and an extra 5% if you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started. Offer valid 5-1 through 5-4, subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
Lots of sun, absolutely no fun.
Yeah, we towed it all the way up there for nothing.
Our weekend was dead in the water.
Sure, we could still sit on it, but what fun is that?
Dead boat battery sinking your spirits? Right now, you can save $10 on Duracell Ultramarine batteries and Batteries Plus bulbs.
We should have named it the SS Going Nowhere.
For store locations, offer details, and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Hoyer's Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, MCO, Bradshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, D-Max host the Dodgers Thursday at noon on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley on Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game. When it comes to radiation therapy for treating cancer, you want the best, and you want it close to home. At the Cancer Centers of Northern Arizona Healthcare in Sedona, a nationally recognized radiation oncologist leads our team of doctors, nurses, and therapists. We offer state-of-the-art radiation technology and provide compassionate, personalized care. For more information, visit nahealth.com or call 204-3000. Cancer Centers of Northern Arizona Healthcare, fighting cancer every step of the way together.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And it's always nice to have a friend in the studio. No, not you, Alice Ayers. Anyway, we do have Miriam Halbrick here, and yes, she is laughing, from Habitat for Humanity, because they've got a very special event coming up on Tuesday, June the 5th, that you can be a part of. What is coming up on the 5th, Miriam?
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's our annual golf tournament. It's June 5th, Tuesday, out at Prescott Lakes Golf Course.
Mm-hmm. And that's the annual tournament fundraiser. And you're taking, I believe, right now, partnership opportunities. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And tell us what some of those opportunities are.
Well, you can be a lead contractor, and you can donate $5,000, mm-hmm. and you have a whole list of things that the benefits that you'll receive for that. You nailed it. That's a sponsor at $2,500. And there's another long list of things that you would benefit from. Foundation builder is $1,500. And as we go down, we have groundbreaker and additional opportunities, which is a whole sponsor. You can be a friend of Habitat for $100, AT signs, and you can just make a donation to the golf tournament. So it's one of our major fundraisers.
And every day when I leave for work, I go past one of your Habitat homes, which I believe was part of Build Fest a couple of years ago, correct?
Yes, it was.
Tell us about that.
It's the house that was built at the Home and Garden Show, mm-hmm. and then it was framed up, and then it was moved to the location, and we have a family that's living in that house now.
And you've helped change that family's lives, haven't you?
We have. It's amazing.
How does having their own home, which they had a major part in putting together, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that part and what it does for the family.
Well, we've learned through statistics that when you have a safe place to come home to every day and the child can bring their, or children can bring their friends, and they don't have to be ashamed of, they come home every day, that their science and math skills improve, and their English and their writing skills improve because they can do their homework at the kitchen table or the dining room table. Mm-hmm. And frequently they have a room of their own where they can just make it their own little palace.
Sure. And tell us the importance of feeling like you're part of the community and sinking roots into it.
Being part of a community, our families have to do sweat equity, and that's partnering with us. Mm-hmm. But we're not just house builders. We are community builders and neighborhood builders. And so when we go into a neighborhood, we work with not just the building of a new house or rehabbing a house. We're working with the neighbors to, if they need improvement, or we can work with them to help them with some of our very experienced volunteers.
And you're not giving any homes away, are you?
Oh, you are so right. We're not giving those free houses away because our families have 30-year mortgages like you and me, mm-hmm. and they're paying back their loan. The difference is they're not paying any interest.
And, you know, I've always seen the bumper sticker that said, think globally, act locally. And that is exactly what you guys are doing. Just to give you an example, the world is experiencing a global housing crisis because right now something like 830 million people live in urban slums worldwide. It's estimated in only 2 years, the world's slum population will reach almost a billion. Half of the world's population now lives in urban areas. A lack of clean water and sanitation kills nearly 2 million young children every year, and minimum wage is not keeping up with the rising cost of living. A lot of people struggle to afford decent housing. In fact, here in this area, we've had a lot of news stories the last couple of years about how tough it is to find affordable housing, and you help people not only earn it, but build it.
Yes, we do. I can tell you a little story about a house that we dedicated several weeks ago. And, of course, we all cry at dedications, sure. and it's turning the keys over to the family. But the little boy, Miles, in that dedication ceremony turned to me and said, and I helped build this house, too, uh-huh. because I had good grades. And we use the children's grades for sweat equity hours. So they're part of the build. They're not on the job site, yeah, but they're helping to contribute toward the total number of hours that those families need.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many of our people who are listening right now while they're driving up and down Willow Creek Road, if they're in the area of the Heritage Park Zoo or Automotive Row or somewhere near ERU, they're also very near ReStore, aren't they?
Oh, 1061 Commerce Drive is our ReStore. Mm-hmm. And it is the entity that pays for our administrative overhead.
Mm-hmm.
So when you donate to Habitat for Humanity, you're giving 100% of your dollars going toward building houses. And mm-hmm. that's pretty hard to say a lot of nonprofits. But because our store is successful and it needs to continue to be successful,
sure,
which means we need your gently used things that you're not, you're now you're doing your downscaling, you're doing your spring cleaning, mm-hmm. you're getting rid of things, you're buying new lawn chairs, you're buying a new stove that you've kind of postponed. So there's a whole lot of things that you might be able to donate to the ReStore, and you could call and get a pickup for those things. It's 771-1777, and then you can hit 2. And that'll take you right into the scheduler's office.
Nice. And even though we're after the tax season right now, you guys do qualify for the Arizona tax credit, don't you?
We do, because we're working with what they used to call the working poor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are qualified. And now that the tax season is over, don't forget you're now into your 2018 tax credit.
That's right.
So you can do this on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis, and it's not so difficult then when it comes to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're waiting for your accountant and you've had an extension and your accountant is still doing your taxes, you can do a 2017 tax credit.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the working poor. Just a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last night, in fact, the CBS series 60 Minutes profiled Bill and Melinda Gates, who have done so much wonderful work worldwide. And they have put hundreds of millions of dollars into a scholarship foundation that sends needy but very talented young people to Princeton. Imagine
that. I saw that.
Wasn't that amazing? Weren't you just standing up and cheering?
I thought it was wonderful because it was changing their lives, but it was also changing the campus.
It really was. It was. And the only thing these people needed was an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you give a talented, devoted person an opportunity, great things happen, don't they?
They do. Like getting to move in your own house.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now, when you guys help people build a Habitat for Humanity house, where do materials come from? Do any of the vendors get involved in this?
We have some local vendors that do services. We may buy the materials, and they do the labor. But we have to fundraise and buy the materials for mm-hmm. building houses. So nobody donates all the materials that go in it. Nobody donates the concrete. Nobody donates the wood packages.
It takes money to build it.
Absolutely.
And wasn't it true at Build Fest that you could purchase certain things to go into the home? You could donate in the form of sponsoring some nails or things like this?
You can do that anytime. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be Build Fest. On the back of our builder, which is our quarterly newsletter, mm-hmm. we have an opportunity. But you could say, I want to pay for the kitchen, or I want to pay for the bathroom, or I want to pay for, you know, all the doors in the house. And we would let you do that, and we would give you what it would cost, because we have everything broken down by the cost.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming up on June 5th for the club at Prescott Lakes for the golf tournament, tell us the sponsors who make this possible.
Okay, up to date, we have the lead contractors. One is Lam Chevrolet.
And, hi, Ed Walsh.
And MI Windows. Hi, Mike DeSoto.
Mm-hmm.
Then another level is National Bank, Lawyers Title, Yavapai Title, and that's a $2,000 Nail It sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Foundation Builders, AmTrust Bank, which we work closely with, Prescott Area Association for Realtors, which is almost your neighbor out here, the Heights Church, and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Hi, Sanford Cohen.
And then we have the Groundbreakers, which at this point are the Realty Executives. That's Deborah Pauly, Empire West Title, Fairway, I got to read this, it's getting kind of small here, and 1AZ Credit Union. So thank you to all those sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have special packets, and you can be a whole sponsor, you can buy AT sponsors.
And when you say be a whole sponsor, it's H-O-L-E, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
H-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the rules involved with this golf tournament?
Oh,
golf event.
some of the rules?
Now, don't we have like a, we have a 7 o'clock check-in, right?
Oh. 7 o'clock check-in, we have an 8:30 scramble, and then it's on your own, and you're working with a four-person team, mm-hmm. and I get to sit at one of the hole-in-one holes and kind of dodge the balls coming at me, which I have done every year for the golf tournament. But now they give me a golf cart to sit in, where before they just gave me a hard hat.
That's not very nice, my goodness.
Well, I think we've gotten kinder through the years.
There you go. So you've been involved with the Habitat for how long now?
I've been the director for 14 years, but I've been with Habitat for 29 years.
Why did you originally get involved?
Because my boss was asked to be involved with Habitat, and he was on the board, and then they asked me to be his backup, and then the story's funny. I ended up, I became the board member, and he became my backup because he was a busy man. And that's Habitat kind of, I didn't go after it. They found me by accident. So, and it's been the most wonderful experience of my life.
And we were mentioning before that the importance of thinking globally and acting locally. As much as you're acting locally, tell us about the former president who has done so much worldwide for so many people on behalf of Habitat for Humanity.
Gosh, you must be talking about Jimmy Carter.
I think so.
He's not the founder of Habitat, but he's really brought Habitat into the forefront and name-wise. And so Jimmy Carter, who is 92, who continues to do Sunday school at his church in Plains, Georgia, he teaches at Emory University.
Not Emory Riddle, but Emory.
No, Emory University. And he also is a volunteer for Habitat for Humanity. And there will be Jimmy Carter builds around the world. And he and Rosalind come to those builds. I've never been on one, but maybe someday I will.
And if someone is wanting to learn how to build a house, you would welcome volunteers, I bet.
Oh, volunteers are our core of opportunities.
Sure.
So you would either call the office or go on our website, www.prescotthabitat.org, and there's a volunteer sheet that you can fill out and fax in or send in, and you would meet with Gail Martin, our Director of Volunteer Services. And we always need volunteers.
And tell us one more time how people can be a sponsor for this.
Okay, you can contact Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity. You can go on our website. Again, it's prescotthabitat.org. You can call the office at 445-8003, and you would ask for Alice Ayers. There are many opportunities, and or you can just call the office and say, I'm interested in playing, or I'm interested in being a sponsor, and we would walk you through the process.
Miriam Halbrick, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for being here. On behalf of Habitat for Humanity, have a great time on June the 5th on that golf cart instead of just under a helmet. That'll be so
Thank
much
you.
Nicer.
It'll be fun.
You
It'll
bet.
Be fun. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Always a pleasure. Stay tuned. It's time for News with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Prescott Center for the Arts presents the prodigious musical Big River, scored by Roger Miller and based on Mark Twain's timeless classic, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Be swept down the mighty Mississippi as the irrepressible Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer help their friend Jim escape to freedom. Your favorite characters are brought to life in a suspenseful, hilarious, and heartwarming story of friendship and loyalty. Big River runs from May 10th to May 27th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You need a new fan motor? Your main circuit board is bad? Tired of paying for constant repairs to your heating and cooling system? Call Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling at 458-8177 today for a free in-home estimate. They have easy and affordable financing available on a wide variety of systems that can meet almost any budget. Visit pvhac.com or call 458-8177 today. And don't forget to ask about their 10-year worry-free program. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Quad Cities, are you listening? Of course you are, and other people have been too, because everyone knows about Norm's Lock and Safe in Prescott Valley, where our Grandma Jody and our Dad Chris fix and replace locks in all shapes and sizes. No job too big, no job too small. They've been getting people back in or keeping people out since way before we were born. Tell them Trinity
and Chloe
sent you to Norm's Lock and Safe.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Arizona Diamondbacks won their weekend series against the world champion Houston Astros following a 3-1 victory yesterday afternoon. The Diamondbacks have today off before they start a two-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. All the live action of Game 1 can be heard starting at 7 tomorrow night right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. A Kingman couple has been killed in a two-vehicle crash.
The collision, which involved a motorcycle and a pickup truck, occurred on Route 66 at Fort Rock Road in the town of Seligman just before 3 Thursday afternoon.
Preliminary reports indicate the driver of the truck, 77-year-old Francis Rowbottom from Seligman, was heading west and turned left in front of a motorcycle driven by 62-year-old Edward Albaugh.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says Edward's wife, 55-year-old Catherine Albaugh, was his passenger.
They were not wearing helmets. Edward Albaugh was pronounced deceased at the scene. Catherine Albaugh was airlifted to Flagstaff Medical Center and succumbed to her injuries. Francis Rowbottom was also transported to Flagstaff Medical Center by ground ambulance for apparent non-life-threatening injuries.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office is investigating the crash. Officials are awaiting blood test results from Rowbottom. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E! News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Granite Creek and Watson Woods riparian areas are cleaner thanks to the efforts of volunteers. 400 people participated in the Granite Creek cleanup in Prescott on April 21st. Volunteers focused collection efforts in several locations within the preserve to remove trash deposited by floodwaters during the winter. 20 tires were also removed from Granite Creek and its streams. Four sections of single and double track trails were also repaired within the preserve. The estimated value of the work from volunteers totals almost $220,000. During the 12 years that the Prescott Creeks organization has hosted the cleanup, over 54,000 people have removed over 47 tons of trash and debris from the creeks. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear and sunny skies in the forecast this week. Expect an overnight low of 52 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 88 on Wednesday. 56 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday and Wednesday of 96. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
All month long, we'll focus on the space that's meant for your car, but for some, it's an extra storage room. We'll start with ways to insulate and cool down your garage, hiking adventures with Serena DeFault, talking farm fresh beef, and Rosie takes your something needs fixing questions. Start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. You'll remember the film Apocalypse Now, based on the book Heart of Darkness. It took going native to the extreme. Well, there's a new book out called The Last Wild Men of Borneo, a true story of death and treasure by Carl Hoffman. We have Carl Hoffman on the line. Thanks for joining us this morning on Q&A. Mr. Hoffman, what prompted you to write this book?
Well, in 2012, I was working on a book about the disappearance of Michael Rockefeller in New Guinea in 1961, and in part of my research, I ended up living in a very remote village in New Guinea and for a pretty extended period of time, and that kind of challenged all of my thoughts about indigenous people and left me with these sort of twin urges. I mean, one was to sort of stay forever. You mentioned Apocalypse Now, the Kurtz-like character who kind of stays and goes mad. And you know, there was a part of me that wanted to do that and not go mad, but stay forever. And another part that wanted to kind of flee and run away. And I was thinking about all that when I thought of remembered a story of a man that I had known about because he'd been quite famous in the 1990s, in particular, Bruno Mansur, a Swiss man who had gone to live with the nomads, the hunter-gathering nomads of central Borneo, the Pinans. And right as I was thinking about that, I actually met a man named Michael Palmieri, an American on the island of Bali, who told me this wild tale of his 40 years experience going up into the forest and up rivers in pursuit of the art of the Dayak people. And suddenly those stories came together for me. It turned out they had both met each other and their paths had crossed, and I was taken with the story.
What did Bruno Mansur do to earn him the status as enemy of the state?
Well, Bruno was sort of an odd character. I mean, he really didn't want anything. All he wanted was to live quietly with, he used to say, the belly of the mother with the Pinan people. And he became so Pinan, the Pinan called him Pinan Man. And he could walk through the forest barefoot and hunt with a blowpipe. But about a year into his sojourn among the Pinan logging in Malaysia, this is in the Malaysian part of the island of Borneo, accelerated rapidly. I mean, there was, and the ancestral home of the people with whom he was living was suddenly under assault. I mean, it was just the trees were all being cut down. He organized the Pinan in the blockade to stop the logging. You know, they would stand and erupt these kind of fragile wood barriers against 40-ton logging trucks. And he and the Pinan brought this billion-dollar logging industry to a halt for a time. And, of course, the Malaysians hated him for it and looked at him as a colonial intruder, and he was arrested twice and escaped twice under gunfire, and the whole thing just accelerated into this wild, crazy story.
Now, you describe Bruno as a refugee from the modern world. He despised the cult of Western consumerism. How did he react when he saw multinational logging conglomerates coming in there just for the money?
Well, you can imagine he wasn't very happy. I mean, to him, that was the apotheosis of everything that he believed and valued. And, you know, the Pinon were people who were shy, and they were nonviolent, and they were people who had nothing. I mean, they were the poorest of the poor in a way, and yet, of course, to Bruno, they had everything. I mean, they had their freedom and total freedom in the forest and living in small bands, and that lifestyle, I mean, that their whole culture was endangered by the logging. So Bruno decided to fight it with everything he had. I mean, gave his life to it.
So when a company comes into a remote island like this and decides to start taking art, artifacts, icons, drilling, things like this, who do they have to talk to get permission to do that, or do they need permission?
Well, we're conflating a few things, so we need to untease this a little bit. The logging company, in this case, this was in both Indonesia and Malaysia, but these were the state, the country gives logging concessions to corporations, and those corporations go in and they may agree to provide some compensation. It's usually pennies, I mean, on the dollar, if that much. In the case of the Pinon lands, there was the assumption that the Pinon, because they were nomads, they didn't have villages, they just roamed the forest, that there was no ownership of the forest at all, so they just cut. I mean, they didn't offer any compensation whatsoever. And as far as the art, Michael was going in and collecting the art. He wasn't a corporation, he was just an individual. And when he first started going in the late 70s, I mean, it wasn't even a cash economy. He was bartering things, the buck knives and cloth and, objects of use to the Dayak people, and then slowly that turned to cash. But he was paying relatively small sums for pieces of art that he sold for, a far greater value. I mean, today, a lot of those pieces are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, we're talking about real treasure. But he did it up and up. I mean, people were agreeing to sell their own things.
You describe Bruno Manser and Michael Palmieri as completely opposite personalities. Did that aid or hinder their collective goals?
They didn't have goals collectively so much as they were both in pursuit of something that was very similar, even though it was expressed in different ways. I mean, the life that Bruno was obsessed with was sort of expressed metaphorically in the art that Michael was buying and collecting. Their opposite nature, I think, for us just helps explain and helps illuminate this larger thematic issue of kind of Western obsession and hunger for the power of indigenous people.
You know, people these days talk about getting off the grid, getting away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Your protagonists did exactly that. In fact, Bruno adopted the Pinon dress, their diet, learned their survival skills. Roughly how long do you think it took him to do that?
Well, Bruno was remarkable. I mean, he was remarkable in every way. So he did it pretty swiftly. I mean, within the first year, he was fairly fluent in their language and could walk through the forest barefoot, which is, I've walked through that forest. It's just a minefield of huge inch-long thorns and rocks and fallen, rotting logs, and it's incredible in mud. It's very, very difficult to walk through without shoes, with shoes, much less without. And he could hunt with a blowpipe, and he was just a remarkable person in every way. And Michael, too, I mean, he had been all through the Middle East and Afghanistan and India, and he smuggled the crown jewels of Afghanistan out to Switzerland by the time he went to Borneo. So we're talking about people who were on the sort of the tip of the spear of explorers and adventurers.
Speaking of the tip of the spear, when people see the title, The Last Wild Men of Borneo, how many people have told you about the infamous Little Rascals, Our Gang episode?
You're not the first.
All I can picture is the man in the headdress and the bone in his nose and the spear chasing Spanky going, yum, yum, eat him up. But this is not about him, is it?
No, and, you know, this is, I mean, in a way, that's your classic kind of, not to be too pedantic about it, but probably, you know, racist trope of stereotypes of indigenous people. And in a way, this book is all about looking at those and questioning those and, you know, looking at how these two Westerners, Michael and Bruno, kind of address that. And you know, I think one of the goals of this book is that you read it as what it is, which is this ripping adventure tale and yarn, but it also maybe you end up asking a lot of questions, too.
The name of the book is The Last Wild Men of Borneo. The author is Carl Hoffman. It's a true story of death and treasure. Carl Hoffman has also written the New York Times bestseller, Savage Harvest. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. How can our listeners get a copy of The Last Wild Men of Borneo?
Well, they can buy one. Any bookstore should have a copy.
We thank you very much for joining us today and continued success in your publishing.
Thanks so much. A pleasure.
Get your tickets now to see Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday, May 18th.
I like a dusty road, cattle guards, cottonwoods by the stream.
Dave Stamey in concert, 7 times Male Performer of the Year, 5 times Songwriter of the Year, Western Music Hall of Famer.
Hear the trail rise up to greet you as you ride.
Take time from your complicated life. Enjoy music and stories from a simpler time. Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday night, May 18th.
Come ride with me. Let's ride away.
Get your tickets at the Elks box office by calling 777-1370 or online at PrescottElksTheater.com.
Come ride with me.
Hi, Ken, with the plant of the week and our cherry jolt, dianthus.
Jumpstart the color in the garden with a generous helping of this jolting dianthus.
The cherry fragrant flowers come atop rich green foliage.
A sun worshiper through and through, growing 12 inches, and knows how to draw the butterflies to their nectar-laden flowers.
Uniquely waters and just $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road, where people who love flowers that jolt, they love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Want to let you know that the month of June is a big month for your favorite band's tribute shows at the Prescott Oaks Theater. On Saturday, June 9th, is Mirage. That's the Fleetwood Mac Music Tribute Band. 1 week later, on the 16th, it's Led Zeppelin, recalling the rock of Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. On Friday, June 22nd, they go back to 1956 for the golden age of jukebox pop and early rock. Get your tickets for those shows at tadshows.com. That's T-A-D shows. Or call the Elks Theater at 777-1370. Got a couple of very busy weekends coming up at the Elks. Thus, just this Saturday, in fact, coming up on the 12th. It's the Spouse Whisperer, the very funny Mark Cordes. I saw him do that show at the Elks 3 years ago. It lasted 90 minutes and my sides hurt. That was one of the best comedy shows I have ever seen. Mark Cordes, the Spouse Whisperer. Make sure you see this concert, this comedy concert with your loved one. You will both be laughing with, yes, and at each other. He's a good one, Mark Cordes. Also coming up the next week, it'll be Dave Stamey, the Western Music Hall of Famer, coming into the Elks on Friday. That is the 18th. And then the very next night, on the 19th, it's Sugar and the Mint, probably the best young band in Northern Arizona. They will be launching their summer tour across the Southwest with a concert at the Elks on Saturday, the 19th. Now, coming up also in town, we're going to have Big River, the PCA production that is coming up, starring directed by Catherine Miller Hahn. She will be my guest this week on Wednesday for Q&A to talk about Big River. Big River, of course, the adventures of Huckleberry Finn. I mentioned Dave Stamey. He will be my guest on Q&A a week from Thursday. And the Tuesday Night Classics tomorrow evening at the Prescott Valley 14 and the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. They go back to 1976, a movie that, believe it or not, when you look back at it now, you don't think it was a big Oscar movie, but it was nominated for 10 Oscars. It won 3. It won the Oscar for Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Director. And the shocking part is the Best Actor and Best Director were both Sylvester Stallone. The original Rocky is tomorrow night at the Harkins 14 on the big screen, and I bet most people living today probably haven't seen that on the big screen. It's a worthwhile thing to see. It's only $5 at 7 o'clock at the Harkins 14. Don't miss that. And by the way, the lady who portrayed Adrian, that was Talia Shire, who was more famous before that as being the sister of director Francis Ford Coppola, who, of course, did The Godfather and Apocalypse Now. Well, we want you to stay tuned now for Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Then join me back here tomorrow with my guests, Mike Sanders from NTI.org, putting work together for disabled veterans. Also, Suzanne Springer with Mother's Day Ideas from True Value Hardware in Prescott. And entertainment reporter Vicki Paris-Goodwin will be on the show with me tomorrow. That is Q&A Tuesday at 3 o'clock. When I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.